pot, you know. Make dumplings. Dressing.
Well, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Heck yes. Just as good as all this fancy stuff now.
How would you fix eggs?
Well, we'd fry them, we'd boil them.
Had boiled eggs?
And fried eggs. Can't even remember
what
how.
What are the kind you just break?
There's a school bus.
You break and drop into the water.
Poach. Poached eggs.
What you call the two parts of the egg?
The yolk and the white. I believe they do yet.
Yeah. If meat got a little bit old, so it wasn't any good, you'd say it got what?
Strong. Strong.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. Say this meat's too strong to eat. Make soap grease out of it.
What if it was really bad so it smelled? What would you say it's got?
Well, we just say, this here meat's strong, tain't not fit to eat.
Uh-huh.
We'll just throw it in the soap barrel.
What if butter got old? What would you say?
Well, we'd say this butter's too strong to eat. Bake a cake out of it.
Would you say the meat's spoiled?
Yes. Yes, we'd say the meat's... Well, I don't know about spoiled. I don't know if ever did have any spoiled, but it had to get old, you know, and strong.
I see.
Turn yellow.
What would it be if it was spoiled?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Never did have any spoiled. Never did.
What would you say was spoiled? What would you use that word for?
Well, I don't know.
I suppose you say that about a child. Got its own way all the time, huh?
Spoiled.
Is that right?
You married?
No, I'm not. What if milk got kind of hard and sour?
Tainted.
Called anything else?
Tainted milk.
What if it got hard, too?
Clabber.
What kind of milk would you call that?
You mean that clabber milk? Mm-hmm. Just call it clabber milk.
Would you ever heat it up?
We'd heat it when we get clabber and make cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. That's good, isn't it?
Call it smear case them days.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever make kind of a sweet liquid to put on things you eat at the table?
No, that's our telephone ringing.
Oh.
Excuse me. Summer kitchen? Well, sure they did. My mother had one. Yeah. Yeah, she had a summer kitchen. Always cooked out there and ate in the summertime, you know. Move out in the spring, move back in the fall.